their unlisted use is similar to a listed use, and they've got to persuade you on that, I think that's real close to quasi-judicial. That's not ministerial. I think that's evidentiary.
Well, you say the same thing would come to pass if, say, if we're just they were just dealing with me directly and I had a list of guidelines.
Well, that's, yeah. Well, that's a staff decision. That's a, what I'm saying, if they don't like your decision, sure, they can appeal to the Board of Adjustment. But that's a different scenario than, it's okay with me if they come into the planning board and you all give them the thumbs up or thumbs down. All I'm saying is that that may be a quasi-judicial scenario because you'll have discretion.
But they can always appeal it to the council. Yeah, I mean, that's,
yeah, you can do all that. I'm not downplaying that.
I was just spitballing.
And I caught that spitball, and that spitball's
fine. I like the spitball, actually.
I'm just saying that.
I figured you might.
I'm just saying that if you're going to have that discretion, just make sure you cover the due process obligations, i.e. quasi-judicial. And sure, part of that is providing for the appeal. It doesn't matter to me how you go. But I do think it's important. If 1978 has been invalidated, right now you don't have a mechanism for passing muster on unlisted uses unless you see them coming and you don't like them so much that council agrees they should be prohibited. If it's any unlisted use other than that, and 1978's been invalidated, then it's wide open without any kind of regulation.
If we get rid of 78, or 78 hasn't been gotten rid of,
well, you'd probably ask council.
We ask council to strike that paragraph. And from then on, as we have issues that people know ahead of time in our body here, like the container, we'll just keep expanding 1979.5.
Right, but you, council should also be aware that with the deletion of 1978, you would still need some mechanism for approving or disapproving an unlisted use that is not prohibited.
So he's saying that since we have a list of prohibited uses, if someone were to come in with a proposed use that was neither permitted nor prohibited,
right? What are you going to do?
What would I do? So what I would do is say no, and I believe what our attorney is saying is we would be open to litigation possibly
because of the Supreme Court saying that. The law favors uninhibited free use of property over government restrictions.
I have to admit, I find that amazing because they've taken just the opposite
of yes, what
intellectual property. Intellectual property, what defines it as a property right, is in fact government regulation via patents and so forth.
But you know,
so it's a pretty astounding.
But
what defines it is government regulation.
Even though you're dealing with a separate branch of the government. That quote from the dissenting opinion, which the Supreme Court adopted, is part and parcel with that General Assembly legislation that took away aesthetic control requirements. So it all goes back to, you know, the revolution that's been happening in the past 5-10 years. Tea Party, conservatives, local, limited government, property use, HB2. I mean, it's everything.
So where would the Board of Adjustments come into play in all that then?
Well, again, let me read. Finally, the town should consider amending the zoning regulations to require that unlisted uses, parens, that you haven't listed as a prohibited use, closed parens, be treated the same as the most nearly similar use in lieu of a blanket provision prohibiting all the unlisted uses, which was the catch-all that's been invalidated. Such an amendment is recommended in light of the Byrd decision in which the Supreme Court apparently, quote, does not favor interpretations or provisions that presume an otherwise lawful use of land being prohibited. So, let's go to the carnival. Zoning ordinance defines surface. Zoning ordinance, that's a listed use that's dealt with in the regulations for the district. No problem. Somebody has, wants to do a carnival, and we'll just assume for the sake of this discussion that it's slightly different than a circus. He comes in and he looks at the ordinance and he says, okay, it's not listed, it's not prohibited, I think I can do it. Seems to me to be a lawful use of my land that I've got property rights in. Let me go to the town and see if they agree. If you get rid of 1978 and you haven't prohibited carnivals, you got an unlisted use that somebody's asking you to approve, and you don't have a regulation or a provision that addresses it. And therefore, you're at risk because whatever you decide. If you decide that, okay, yeah, it makes sense to me, go ahead and have that carnival, then the neighbors are going to go to BOA because they don't like your interpretation of the zoning ordinance. If you turn it down, he's going to go to BOA because he doesn't like that interpretation. But if you've got a provision that says treat it like a circus, and you treat it, sure, you could still have BOA, but you're probably going to win hands down because you didn't say, no, you can't use your property. And you said, as a matter of fact, you might be able to use it. I'll tell you what, it's real similar to a circus, and our zoning ordinance says if it's similar, we'll look at it that way. Yeah, you can have that. You might still go to BOA, but you're going to be ironclad tight. That's all I'm saying.
On back to container homes, okay, which is a false start. If council comes back and says, okay, we don't agree with the banning, we allow them, then this issue goes away for container homes because now we're allowing them.
In the RA2T.
In the RA2T.
Yes, yes, except for the fact so that they might go one step further and say, but that's the only time we're going to use it. Therefore,
so we have to prohibit it in other areas. But we really can't do anything as far as container homes in this until council decides which one they would like.
Except for the fact that you're going back to council with your recommendation.
With two different alternatives.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go back with two,
right,
two sets of languages and combined with our recommendation of having our, I guess, don't want to call it a hearing, but our forum.
My understanding from the council is they will have a public hearing on both issues. They did not say that they would look at our two proposals.
Well, we've seen what happens to political signs. It's wide open, and that's their discretion.
I understand. But if they could take our two proposals, say, we want them in 2T, this other one is gone, and just have a public hearing on the 2T.
Sure.
Or well, they can have a public hearing on both.
That's right.
My understanding was that we're going to have a public hearing on both.
So what's happened here is, as Mr. Richardson has indicated, we've gone, because we looked at container housing, but in looking at that, we discovered the invalidation by bird, and we've kind of hybridized the project from container housing to this other issue of a problem that we've identified in the ordinance that's been invalidated, and it's a significant problem to get your head around and to figure out how to address, except for the clear understanding by anyone looking at it that you can't possibly list all prohibited uses.
To me, it's a two-step process. The striking out of 19-78 and replacing it with some sort of a mechanism to deal with unlisted and not prohibited items, as we talked about, that's going to require some additional thinking and some language.
And if council...
But to deal specifically, because we are listing and identifying and prohibiting container homes, okay, which is the major issue. And so, you know, that's something we can deal with tonight. And I think council is asking us to deal with it tonight. So to me,
would you agree that council, because I'm not sure council knows, should council, yes, that is a clear set of parameters that we can address and
get back to the council simply on the container home issue by addressing your two recommendations, one for your first page here, which would be, which would allow it in the RA2T, and then I guess your second page, which would
prohibit containers
and then simply add the container dwellings to 19-79 as a prohibited use, which you don't have here, but that would be part of it. That would be my recommendation, just to get going, and then deal with the striking of 19-78, what we'll replace that with at a future meeting, because we're not addressing that issue.
Now, I don't have a problem with that. Would you, in the future, would that play out by advising council and asking council if they want us to look at that issue further and come up with some language? Because we can come up with that language.
I would assume we don't even have to ask council, because I'm pretty sure the council would want us to address something in our code that's been banned by the Supreme Court decision. I would assume. Yeah. So.
Should we bring that up? I mean, we can deal with the container and then come back at our body and deal with 19-78.
Now, you should certainly mention it to the council that we'll address that issue, and yeah, this is no longer.
For all we know, the council's being proactive and has tasked the town attorney to look at it, so we need some communication.
Yeah. Well, they are aware of it now, and I think, because you probably assume passed it by.
I was going to ask you for it. You could send me everything in an email so I could forward it out to council.
Sure.
So this is the next issue after we get past the
table. So you want that memorandum? I mean, I can email it.
Now, I
didn't put you on the email, but I'll send that to you.
I
forgot.
The council has
and then I can distribute it out.
Yeah.
Email.
I'll
do that tonight. Did you get a copy of that?
I think
we'll
vote on that. Yeah. I think we'll let it.
Do you want to make that into a motion?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, there's going to be a couple different motions here. The first one, since they've asked us to present two different sets of languages, the first motion is to present to council the language for prohibiting container dwellings throughout all of Puri Beach using the language suggested by Attorney Eldridge. And I don't need to read the whole thing. You can have it. But in addition to adding to 19-79.5 as a prohibited use container dwellings.
Well, one question, Professor. The draft, you have two proposed sets of text amendments in front of you.
Right.
And referring to the header is probably the clearest way to get to the right page. The proposed text amendments prohibiting the use of containers as dwellings has actually been enhanced to prohibiting the use of containers as buildings.
Right.
Which would be commercial as well as residential. This prohibition text amendment prohibits containers for any use in any district because they're not considered to be a building.
Right. Okay.
Which is what we've already approved.
I heard the word dwelling in the motion.
Yeah, this take off the word dwelling because this doesn't have as a definition the word dwelling. So this is just containers. So so we wouldn't add anything to 19-79.5?
No, I still think you need to do that, and that would be...
Could you tell me the language?
Yes.
So we can add it to the motion.
Do you... adding to 19-79.5 to the list of prohibited uses the following: the use of containers as buildings.
Okay. So that would be the first motion to present to the council their first request regarding not using containers as buildings throughout for each.
Second.
Discussion. We're not making any recommendations, we're just presenting to the council.
Point of information, we've already made recommendations to the council previously.
This does have the change in that we're now adding to 1979.5, that was not in the original recommendation.
Correct.
So that's a change.
Okay, motion present to council. The prohibition on containers being used as dwellings.
As buildings.
As buildings. And add that same language to 19-79.5. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, the second motion. This isn't a recommendation. This is simply a recommendation for language. Okay. The second motion is to present to council the second language as requested by council, which would allow the use of containers as dwellings in the RA-2T district. The language recommended by Attorney Eldridge regarding that, proposed text amendments regulating the use of containers as dwellings. And are we going to add language also to 19-79.5 with that?
I would suggest the following be added to the list of prohibited uses under 19-79.5. The use of containers as buildings for any use other than as container dwellings.
With that addition, that would be my motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
I do have one question for the attorney regarding that one, where your language says dwelling, comma, container shall mean a container designed for and used for residential purposes exclusively by one family. If I put that on a lot and have a bedroom and a kitchen and a living room, I could say that's one family. Could the owner of that rent that to a group of teenagers for a week at the beach? It was designed for one family, but that's not going to be one family occupying it necessarily. Because when I talked to the gentleman that's building the two up there in Carolina Beach, he was right up front saying, I'm putting these in here to rent them out as beach houses. But you can rent out to a family. You can rent out to a teenager.
Well, Chairman, I didn't see that. That's a good point. And considering that point, I'm also wondering if we need to limit it to one family, because if you...
I think you just put the period after residential purposes.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll make that motion with that amendment to my motion, if that's okay with the second.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can I comment on that?
Sure.
I kind of like that language in there, because RA-2T is designed for one and two family dwellings.
That's true.
Well, as far as whether or not you rent it out to five teenagers or 10 teenagers, what do we really care? It's still one dwelling unit with one kitchen and one bathroom, one bedroom most likely.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, you can design it for one family, but it may not be occupied by one family. And I was just trying to understand from the attorney, was that a legal issue?
No, I don't think you can regulate the rental use of a property. But I'm wondering if we should, you like exclusively by one family, or if we stop the period after residential purposes, put the period there, and it's going into RA-2T, it could be multifamily.
Well,
too.
I think it's important that we address that.
Well, would it be
I agree.
Well, there was concerns at the public hearing about square footage size of these things. You know, if they were bigger, it would be better that they're not these small little container. And if it's in a, if there's duplexes over there, if they're stacked like they do, well, what's the difference?
I think if you're going to put them in RA2T and RA2T allows single and two-family dwellings, I think you have to tweak this. You may accomplish, I think you have to allow them to be two-family. You may get there by putting the period, as Professor Galbraith has suggested, after purposes, because if you're going to use it for residential and it's a, and it only goes into RA2T and RA2T allows two-family dwellings, I think you get there if you need to get there.
Okay.
Do you agree?
I see where you're coming from on that.
But it doesn't matter to me if you... You can put the period after purposes, and I think you accomplish it, or you can say, add to, take the period out, keep exclusively dog one, and put or two families, it doesn't matter. I think either way, you're going to get
my, two families. My own personal opinion is keep as broad as possible, yeah. Just keep residential purposes, and then the definition of what's allowed in RA2T will define how many families.
But that's a listed use that we've done.
Okay, I have a motion and a second.
What about the... I got one more question.
Okay.
What about the... so we don't have to worry about any kind of like engineered regulations, anything that...
Still got to pass, code.
Still has to meet building code.
So that's just something that you'll deal with.
Yeah, I think it's important that's to itemize that.
Yeah, it's inspection.
It's not itemized with any other... house or permitted use, really.
Okay.
My understanding of the motion and the second is to, on the page that has amendment regulating the use of the container, where we are going to allow the use of the containers, the sentence in number three on that sheet. You put a period at the end of word purposes and struck that exclusive.
And then we've also added language to 19-79,
row 5.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now, what makes?
Okay.
Would the commission like me to clean up these text, prose text by what you decide tonight and delete the commentary so that you got something clean, hard copies to present, I'll be glad it won't take me but a second to do this.
Okay, sure.
I'll circulate them to the chairman and carbon copy all the rest of it.
And then,
now,
or give them to Josie. Okay.
Josie, do we need to do one of those?
Yes. If you want it submitted to the next council meeting, which is on the 16th, yes.
I probably should do two of them because actually there's two different sets of languages. And then this really isn't a motion, but we've already made a motion and passed, not unanimously, about our recommendation. So, I mean, these are two recommendations to satisfy the requirements of the council requesting two different sets of languages. But the commission here, the planning commission, has held a forum and we voted on our recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't unanimous, but we did vote and did pass that our recommendation is to ban containers from all three.
So do we...
But
do
we
need to
say... We already had that motion.
Right. We really did do a consistency statement based on that those recommendations. So now we're just cleaning up the language that you're going to submit.
I'm not sure. I don't think
we
got to that last consistency statement on containers.
They're just a sign?
Yes. No, we didn't recommend... We didn't have a specific...
We didn't get that
recommendation. Right. We didn't do a consistency. It was just a recommendation.
Got the two statements, and we'll recommend the two different prohibiting and allowing.
Clean all of that up tonight while we're in session before I can sign this.
No,
you can.
The only thing you need to do is fill this out.
Yeah, just fill it out
for each one.
And I will retype it. You can. I'll email it to you. You can sign it, and we'll submit it in time for the next council meeting to get on your agenda. And I will attach each of those versions to the appropriate, you know, one allowing, right. And Jim will reword those and get those to me.
It's not something that we have to address, but the council, from what I understand, is they have to hold a public hearing when they have language specifically that they're recommending for an ordinance. And what you've described is that they're going to hold a public hearing to debate two different things. I'm not sure what the rules are on that. I mean, that's what the council decides.
In proposed text amendments, if I remember your all's code correctly, are reviewed by PZC and are adopted and considered and acted on by council following a public hearing. I don't see any problem if council wants to give them one. For both sets, I don't.
For the public hearing, because what we've been told is that if there's, because it has to be published, you've got to publish the language for the proposed change of code. And so, are they going to publish both sets of languages to have this public hearing?
The understanding I had was that you were holding two separate back-to-back
public
hearings for each piece of ordinance.
Correct. Well, that's interesting. Try to satisfy that requirement. So you actually have two public hearings, one for each language. Set of language, okay.
And are they going to do it at the same time? You know,
they'll stagger them 30 minutes probably apart. Okay. Or sitting there after us.
We'll close behind
yeah,
those are one to start the other.
Yeah. You'll have the same audience. <All right.
laughs> Okay. Any new business?
Are we going to 1978 and 0.5, 79.5? Is that something we're putting off till next meeting?
We are addressing, may I comment on
sure.
We're addressing 1979.5 only as, at this time, only as it relates to container dwellings. And if I remember correctly, council is going to be informed of this emerging issue.
Okay.
We'll revisit it.
They'll give us direction for that. Sure.
Okay, here we go. On your member items, I sent out one of my emails a few weeks ago. As we approach the summer to discuss the summer vacation plans and meeting topics, is there any specific date that enough of us can't make it that we need to readjust or have a month when we take off?
I probably won't be here for the July.
The July 6th is 2 days after July 4th. July 4th is a Monday, it'll be the Wednesday, so it's going to be a bad week.
I'll be out of town for a week. What's the date of next month's meeting?
Fourth, May 4th.
I'm probably not going to be in town. I don't think I've ever missed a meeting.
You make that point.
It's weird.
Okay,
where are you going?
Chairman did.
You called John and he was
the chairman at the time.
Where are you going, Alan?
Well, I got to go back to Rhode Island. That's
May 4th, June the 1st.
The 4th.
I don't think you ever missed a meeting, Alan. We should just cancel it.
Reminder.
Well, the fact is right after the 4th, do you want to?
We want to zero out the July. Take off.
I don't know of any pressing. I mean, if we deal with this issue 17-98, we'll do that in June.
Okay.
you, we're not sure.
If I get a request from somebody who wants to use a school bus for a house, then...
School bus, that's the one that's...
There is one in Wilmington.
An airplane, yeah, that old airplane.
Or Alice Digger, yeah.
It was the school bus left from the carnival.
In Wilmington, there's the school bus that's used as a residence at the end of a pier, on a beautiful waterfront, and you go...
Paddle Land and Drive.
And that was just because of a dispute between
neighbors. Yeah, that's exactly where it is. That's exactly it. Yeah. And I've been in it. It's like going back to the 70s, and the view is terrific.
Smoke check.
The doctor that lives up there...
He said, move it. He said, no. We live on that line.
Josie, do you know what nights, like August the 3rd is our first Wednesday in August. Know if the Tuesday the 9th or Wednesday the 10th, if this room is available?
I don't know offhand.
Nancy, did I go to?
You want to just move the meeting? Is that what, I mean, I could find out. I could find out and let you know.
Okay. I would like to move August meeting if possible, because I would like to join my brothers and nephews on the Appalachian Trail that.
Okay, why don't we just wait on doing anything? I'll find out and let you know, and then next month you can make a motion to either cancel or move that meeting.
Do we need a motion and a vote to cancel July 6th?
Yeah, we can do that when I find out.
I'll make that motion to cancel the July meeting, because that has to be...
You want to just...
Right.
That one would... Yeah, we'd have to cancel it and reschedule.
Okay. Motion made and seconded, and all in favor to cancel the July meeting on July 6th.
And I've got one more memo.
Okay.
Yesterday, I had a long discussion with Congressman Rouser, kind of a one-on-one sort of thing, and it looks like I'll be meeting with him about every 2 weeks from now on a regular basis. I'm not sure how many people know that he actually has a house here in Curie Beach.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he does. Maybe he tried to keep that secret. I don't know. But Congressman Rouser does have a home here in Curie Beach, so we spent a lot of time talking about Curie Beach. And he is very high on Curie Beach, and the reason he's high on Curie Beach, quite frankly, is he thinks we have done an excellent job with planning, control of signage, and all these sort of things. Great. So I would be glad to have real estate folks here and have Congressman Rouser here for a nice, healthy discussion of economics. And I think that the reason that he enjoys Curie Beach so much is because it's a beautiful, clean, lovely area. So he does, I can't tell, he asked me not to tell you where he lived.
I'll find it out in just a minute.
But yes, he has a place here that he spent a lot of time.
Why did you stay at a hotel, right?
Congressman Rouser is, he does spend his time in Curie Beach, yes, and he very much enjoys Curie Beach. So.
Chairman, I have one question. None of my business, but I see a request for appointment on the table. Is that a new business item?
Yes.
But I guess we still don't make a decision. That's still the council's decision.
And we still have to by state, we have to make the decision.
Now, even though, but
we don't have
to.
This is just FYI.
And I asked about that.
We have the last week the council sent it back to us. That's what we'll do. In the last minutes.
What was the last minute that Mr. Whitley said, in these minutes, that they were going to...
We were
going to
look into it, but then PNC Council has to make the decision.
Right.
Yeah.
I sent Mr. Cartwright sent me a note saying that he had submitted his application. And So I sent a note to Nancy, saying, can we interview this gentleman and any others? And I didn't think anybody else had submitted. What was the time? And could we interview him and make a recommendation to the council? She sent back to me and said, no, the council does the interview. She didn't say anything about the time, so I don't know what was on the website, the town website, about please submit by X so that you can be interviewed on the 19th, or was it just please submit by X?
Well, I misspoke. It's just an FYI document, and I didn't mean to stir up the pot.
So I don't know. I mean, I know him. He lives around the corner from me. He's a nice guy. He's a retired Air Force officer. He's got to be a nice guy.
Counts as court, sounds like.
But I don't know. I don't know the time. Nancy did not respond. So I will find that out and email. Any other items? Adjourned. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Come on.
Hang on.
Who made the motion? Who made the second?
Yeah, who's that?
I'll look at two of the officers.
Especially for the container homes.
Like Colonel, so we're going to have a couple of questions. This guy's a Colonel.